Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mrs. Motoya.
Good afternoon, Derek. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Shepherdess?
I'm doing very well.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure talking to you here on the Adventist World Radio.
Thank you so much.
Now, we're talking this afternoon about women navigating modern expectations and traditional values. And I mean, you know, modern women navigate a complex web of social expectations, achievements, and evolving roles. Now, while significant strides have been made in gender equality, challenges such as systemic biases, societal pressures, and cultural misconceptions persist. In this conversation, we want to explore with our guest the changing landscape of women's roles and how they can be balanced with traditional values. And we will critically evaluate both progress and areas that need improvement. And of course, we would like you to please join in this conversation with Mrs. Motoya so that we can enrich the conversation even much more. Now, Shepherdess, what are some specific societal pressures on women today that differ from those of past generations?
The first one I want to highlight is women trying to balance their ambitious careers with their family responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I want you to mark the word ambitious, because sometimes these careers are, I'll go do my diploma, I'll go back and do my degree, I'll go back do my master's. And it's like it's a world where the woman is continuously learning. So they become ambitious. And at the same time, this woman tends to have family responsibilities. And how do they strike the balance? That becomes a source of societal pressure. If she's going to focus much on her education, that becomes a challenge. Or if she says, I'm going to focus much on the family, that becomes a challenge. But to find a balance is not as easy as it sounds, especially in the world where the definition for success has changed. Everyone is saying the future is female. So if the future is female, today's woman is different from yesterday's woman who had the traditional roles. This one has certain careers, expected doctorate and whatever to try and achieve, and that can be a challenge. Then this also tends to pose a strain on her marital status and her relationship. You know, I'm married, I'm supposed to be a perfect wife, I'm supposed to cook, I'm supposed to sweep, but at the same time I have a role as a CEO and I'm a mother. And this is where you find the woman has demanding roles, high demanding for traditionally and the societal ones. And some women have tried to be super women, which sometimes hasn't really worked out well in their favor. So that becomes a challenge. Let's talk about issues of body image and realistic body beauty standards. You know, today's perception of beauty is a little bit different. Talk about their attires, how they present them, you know, the overall appearance, how they do their hair, how do they do their nails, how they do certain things. It can pose as a challenge. This can even extend to issues of maybe the behavior, and especially if not conformed to maybe specific standards of Christianity, so to say. So these have brought some real pressure on today's woman.
Men, yeah, that's quite comprehensive. Thank you so much for that. Now, do you find that, because I'm looking at the women yesteryear who did not necessarily, you know, have to go to any workspaces, but they were expected to be home raisers, as it were. Because husbands were far away in mines, etc. Women were then left back thousands of kilometers away, and they would have to raise children and make sure that the family home, the stable of the family is still intact, such that when the father comes back once a year, everything is still in place. It does look like it may not exactly be just a change. It's quite drastic, because those days truly it looks like the ambition was not there, unless I'm mistaken. And the ambition was that I must have a husband and I must raise a family. And these days, the ambition is less than having a husband, but you're pursuing a career. What's your observation?
You've said it very well. There's a shift. As you've said, that traditionally it was more of this woman, once she's married, it's more like she had a right. Mm. She's going to be cooking, she's going to be taking care of the children, it will be child rearing, taking care of the family, and the roles for this woman was defined. But today we see this woman trying to pursue her personal goals, trying to pursue higher education, trying to pursue her entrepreneurial ventures, trying to pursue her career advancement. And this may tend to conflict maybe with her traditional expectations of her just being at home. So we see a change in that particular area. Another area where we see a change is they are changing norms into the career, career woman's life, you know, and primarily, as we mentioned it, it's like her roles were basically at home. But today, the woman is expected to do much more. Her definition of her success is beyond just her traditional roles. So she has to try and see that, okay, traditionally, I'm going to be a wife, I'm going to be a mother. But beyond that, I have to pursue these other career paths. I have to make sure I excel. I have to excel in the boardroom. I have to do this. So previously, we saw this dependence on men. And we saw a lot of dependence on men. And I think the definition of a man being a provider, a man bringing bringing the security, a man being a decision maker, not that the men are no longer doing that. I think it was quite of like straightforward. But today, the world is a little bit different in a way, especially what happens if a woman has a higher role, so to say. She's running a bigger organization than that of a man. So when they go back home, they are supposed to depend on the man. They are supposed to submit because that's what the Bible says. But sometimes one tends to forget. You know, I remember chatting with a woman who says, well, when I have a chance to sleep in and be a leader, I want to dive in and behave like I'm the one who's going to be leading. So these are broad challenges of instead of the traditional roles bringing a sense of stability, a sense of security, we see a change in it, giving women a lot of freedom, but at the same time defining them quite in a different way, which is could bring a little bit of some conflict.
Tell me, Shabadis, in your observation, because I'm looking at roles of women these days. Women have to travel, for instance.
Exactly.
They've got to leave home and be away from home, sometimes for a number of days at once. Sometimes it's truly a requirement that she's got to be away Monday to Friday, comes back on a Friday, is at home for the weekend, and Monday again, off she goes to another place. And it goes on and on and on. Does this type of a woman have the ability then to keep the home?
The woman has the ability to keep the home, but like we said it earlier, she's not going to keep the home like the traditional woman then, who was a stay-home mom, who was a full-time housewife. And if this woman is not going to be home at home, she needs to learn to use so many equipment. She needs to delegate some of the roles. She has to engage maids to help manage. I think it's an aspect where the woman says, well, if I'm getting this amount of money, I can remove a little bit, give to a man who is going to help run the affairs of my home. And so there are limitations. There are limitations, and that maybe that's why sometimes we see changes in loyalty in the relationship, where the men will start feeling like, okay, who's taking care of me? Is this the wife or the maid? You know, this one just comes once in a month. Yes, they come just once in a month. So they have the potential, but this potential is delegated. They don't do it like hands-on, so to say. I don't know. I hope I'm putting it very well. So when they're available, they're going to be available and do their roles, mm-hmm. of which now that gives them a bit of a strain, because whenever they come back, they have to prove themselves that I am back home. Mm-hmm. I talk to women who say, hey, I'm going to home this weekend and I just have to show that I'm available. Mm-hmm. So they do the roles, but of course, it is different. That's what I can say.
Yeah, I must say it must be quite tough, because at some point you've got to switch from that role of being a very powerful, person in the organization. You are calling the shots, and people have to come and report to you when they come to you, making sure that the boss lady has got everything that she needs, and then she gets home. Where now she has got to shift the roles, and now she's not calling the shots. Now she has got to wait for leadership, and she's got to support now a leadership of another person. It must be quite a very
another CEO.
Strenuous, yes, because now there's another CEO who she must now support in terms of leading this particular organization, as it were. So it must be really tough. Now tell me, Shepherdess, what role does faith play in fostering critical thinking about gender expectations and promoting a more inclusive future?
Okay, going to the role that faith plays. Number one, the Bible strikes a balance. Mm-hmm. I think it has defined what the roles of a woman are and what the roles of a man are.
Yeah.
To some extent, I think we try to see the Bible trying to, as much as possible, leaving the leading role to a man. Like it tends to suggest that Christ is the head of the home. It's like the one who takes that office is a man. Not to say that the women are not supposed to lead, but and then I was just thinking that could be if this woman is going to take up these roles, especially when she's going to have challenges of younger children and maybe younger marriage, it can be a little bit more straining than a normal relationship. So the faith, talking about the Bible, plays a critical role in critical thinking, in that the other aspect is it can also promote dialogue to help help society to embrace the fact that we are in a society that has changed. And so we need to talk more. We need to strike balance on how we are going to lead this life. And also it brings the aspect of empowerment and inclusion. And I think that is what I've seen, the aspect that this faith plays.
I'm also thinking, because when women, I mean, there's these ambitions you talked about, pursuing, studies, doctorates, et cetera, but also, I mean, you mentioning young children and I believe that naturally a woman is given that, a sense that men don't have to nurture, to raise children,
exactly,
to make sure that children's needs are there, are taken care of. Women are basically the first teacher of a child, et cetera, et cetera. And naturally, women would want to play that role because it comes quite naturally. It's a God-given gift that has not been given to men necessarily, that of nurturing. Now, would you say that if the woman then may have to wait until the children have gone past that stage of dire need of a mother, and then maybe after that pursue herself? And so should she basically take a backseat and allow the children to grow? Or she should actually say, you know what, my years are also going. I'm not growing any younger, and I'm not going to be having better opportunities when I'm older. So I'm pursuing it now. The dad will see what to do with the children. What must happen then?
We cannot really give a black advice for all.
My goodness.
Especially at a time when they know that they have children that are small, or maybe take up certain professions for us to help them, be in charge of their time. Let me say, give an example, maybe a nursing role before maybe going to administration, maybe where you go on night duty, you go on nights off. And that gives you, you work in shift jobs. That means you stay away from leadership position that is going to demand that you'll be at the workplace from 7 to 7, so that in a way you are able to manage your time. You can still have time to be with the children, unless at a point, until that time when you see that, okay, I think these children are now grown, I could leave them and I could start pursuing my career. Sometimes I feel as though maybe our passions for career advancement, we're too ambitious, that it comes at the expense of our children.
And also, I'm you know, while we're talking about this, not only work, by the way, but also now a person would probably be having an undergrad, and they're looking at promotions at work, and now they need to study, and you know how much taxing is now having to study.
Exactly.
You know, while we are, you know, not, this side you're having young children, it is a husband, it is work that you are at, and then also it is studying. Is all of this possible? What are the personal costs of trying to meet these conflicting modern traditional expectations?
To me, I think it's trying to tell yourself to say, okay, this will come to pass. This child is not going to be a child. So if I'm going to go for studies, if I'm going to live outside the country, if I'm going to go for 5 years, I think I should really weigh to say what will be the cost of me doing that. And so if it can wait a little bit, if it's possible, I think it would be better for it to wait and some decisions to be made at a later stage, so that people affected are not as many, especially in regards to smaller children. Sometimes even the younger marriages, I talked about the younger marriages, they are strained in a way because people are still forming the bond, and then you find the separation happens too early before people are well bonded. And these are sometimes the relationships that may break because of our separation.
Mm. And I'm thinking here, you know, because I'm looking at the role of the father. And I was reading statistics the other day, I think about a week or two ago, about the high crime statistics, especially in South Africa. And someone was saying that this is attributed to the absence of the father in the family. Whether the father is there just in body, but literally is just absent, is working and is literally pursuing. And that then you see it as an outcome when the children are grown and they lead to crime and all of these unfortunate things because the father was absent. Would you think it is the same with the mother?
It is the
or
same
it's different?
With the mother. It is the same with the mother, because what happens at that stage is like the child feels neglected. The child feels like they may not communicate to you. So it's like some of these effects, we come to see it later on in teenagehood or when the children have grown. And at a small age, they just keep thinking, but where does this person go? Where does the person leave me this much? Is it that they don't care for me? Is it that I'm not important? So issues of their self-esteem is affected. And even when they grow up, they feel they are not good enough. That's why the parents would leave. That's why their parents could neglect them. So it has the similar effect like that of a mother. So you find people whose connections are not well established because they don't have a relationship with these parents that are absent in courts, that are absent. They are there, but they're not really available.
Man, I must say it's a very careful balancing act and quite difficult at times.
Sure.
I think also needing sacrifices. Ma'am, before you go, your parting shot.
I want to say that these issues of societal pressure, I think they come to me. There's a way I communicate with self when certain roles are not made. There's a way it will give me this mental issues. There's a way I will feel like I lack conformity, because there's a way that nature communicates to us. There's a way that we set standards that we should achieve in us, and when that is met, we validate ourselves. We feel a sense of satisfaction. And if I keep having a cycle of negativity, I keep evaluating, I keep feeling like I'm missing out, I keep feeling like I have an internal conflict, then it could be there's something that I'm not doing right. There's something that I'm not doing very well. Then it could be a time to go and check on how I'm balancing my roles. could be something needs to be checked so that we could balance and that conformity comes, and then it could reduce on some pressure in the family. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed afternoon further.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.